Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Kendall County adjourned September meeting of this Tuesday, May 3rd, 2016, at 6:40 p.m. Please call the roll.
Ms. Kulick, here. Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
She's here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Here.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Here.
Mr. Worley?
Here.
Do you have a quorum?
Now I can entertain a motion to approve the previous month's minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right, on approval of the agenda, I would make a motion to move executive session to item 17. Turn the page on this very long, which means it'll be after other business, citizens to be heard, in question from Jim, whatever his name is, Wyman. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right, correspondence and communications from our county clerk.
I don't have anything.
Okay, now to the highlight of the evening. With the sheriff approach, because we have a Sons of the American Revolution honoring of Kendall County Sheriff Deputy Jason Unterpont.
Thank you. We wanted to honor Jason, Deputy Jason Unterpont, for his actions on December 31st, 2015, at approximately 11:45 in the evening. Jason was on his way home from working his shift, and he was traveling in the area of 248th Street over there in Plainfield, where he came across a train versus a car in a motor vehicle accident, and the car was on fire. There was somebody attempting to get the person inside the car out of the vehicle, and they were not able to do so. Jason then exited his car, went up, and both him and ended up being off-duty Willow Springs.
Western Springs, Westmont, officer.
They were able to get him out of the car. He had a lot of trauma and some injuries. He was able to survive for 2 weeks. Unfortunately, he did succumb to his injuries and pass. However, Jason, off-duty, put himself in harm's way in order to save someone's life, and that's just an example of not only on duty, but they also put themselves in danger off duty to protect life. So Jason, that's an outstanding job.
Jason Unterpont, special recognition for your life-saving action on Thursday, December 31st, 2015. We salute your heroic, the greatest actions on and off duty, and the willingness to serve and protect the citizens of Kendall County and areas beyond. The Kendall County Board, May 3rd, 2016. Congratulations.
The Kendall County Board Certificate of Recognition award this third day of May 2016 Sheriff's Deputy Jason Unterpont for his heroic and courageous life-saving actions on December 31st, 2015 and dedication to protect and serve the citizens of Kendall County and areas beyond, signed by County Board Chairman John Shaw and Debbie Gillette, the County Clerk and Recorder.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That too. Oh, camera's going.
You're having too much fun, Mr. Purcell.
Hey, public service should be fun. Rewarding. Very rewarding.
That was good, Chuck.
Always a good one.
All right, now, moving on. Thank you again, Sheriff. Citizens to be heard. Please state your name.
Steve Drum. I'd like to let you know I have pies in the oven at home. They should be ready by 7:30. And I have two diabetic pies and one standard pie. Diabetic means they have Splenda for sugar. And then I also have an update on my status where the stand, Smokies needed insurance and it was too much for me to afford. So I'm in the back lawn of a residence, front lawn on 47, directly across from Yorkville Auto Body Shop. And so that's where I'm going to be now. So I just want to say to the sheriff, once again, they're one of them that earned my trust. I've had a very shaky relationship with police, and I just want to let them know I really trust them now. Thanks.
Good, join the crowd. All right, new business. Hearing for the Public Transportation Capital Assistance Grant application for two ADA acceptable minivans through Illinois DOT Fiscal 2016 Consolidated Vehicle Procurement Program is now open.
So moved.
Second.
Is there anyone that would like to speak to this?
No. Sorry.
What? Hearing no one that wants to speak to this, why? All right, we have a motion to accept this.
So moved.
Second.
Do we need a motion to close first and then?
What?
Do we need a motion to close the hearing first?
Yeah, I guess that would be.
I'll move to close the hearing. I have no idea what we're going to be.
This should be done before this meeting, not during it. Anyway, that's my mistake. I approved the agenda, and actually, I was actually in town when we did it. So the hearing is now closed. No one chose to speak. I know that.
Sorry.
Roll call. All right, first, I need a motion to approve.
No, you got to vote.
So moved.
Second. Does anyone want to second this?
Scott just did.
Second.
My second was lost.
I'm very confused as to what's going on right now.
You're confused. Maybe one of the many ex-chairmen in the room can explain it.
One of the many. That's pretty funny.
We had the hearing and we closed the hearing.
Yes.
And now we're voting on what?
You were voting to accept. No. What are we voting for?
Close the hearing.
I think that's it.
Aye. Hearing's closed. I was just taking Debbie's cue. Sorry, sir.
I think that the resolution is further down in the agenda. Is that what you were trying to get to?
Yes, I'm trying to get to the resolution. Further down.
Let's just wait until further down in the agenda.
The hearing is now closed. We'll proceed.
Okay, thank you.
All right, is there any old business? Standing committee, I don't need any comments from you out in the audience. Standing committee reports, planning, building, and zoning.
Thank you, Chairman. We did not meet last month. We're meeting next week. But we did have the ZPAC meeting this morning. A couple of things that are coming down the pipeline. Special use for 10151 Lisbon Road in Fox Township. They want to produce and sell farm products utilizing crops grown on and off-site in addition to the sale of ancillary items there. And then another one that's a little bit bigger will be at 911 Ashley Road. It's the Whitetail Ridge Golf Club is that property, and they're going to be putting a, or they wish to push, put a banquet facility there. So we'll be seeing that over the next couple months or so. They're going to the Regional Planning Commission at the end of May, and then we'll probably see it in June at any level.
Thank you. Any questions? Mr. Davidson has a question.
What was that address again on Ashley Road?
9111 Ashley Road.
Who's coming with that?
What?
Who's proposing that one?
Whitetail Ridge Golf Course. Probably
they're going to cater it. Property. They're going to cater it in from the golf course and then do that site. And it's the same ownership structure. It is 1.75 miles south of Route 126. More or less.
Field Ashley owns that.
Whose property is that?
I'm not sure of his current name.
Daniels.
Who?
The last name of the guy is Daniels, the last
name. No, but whose property it used to be?
Ashley Homestead.
The what?
The Ashley Homestead Farm.
That'd be about right.
Whoever's.
Norwood
Ashley's old.
Norwood Ashley, yeah, he was like fifth generation.
They're still living there, and they're going to for the near future, but at some point they're going to be moving out.
Norwood Stephen Ashley. I used to get irate phone calls from this.
There's still a couple that's living there at the time.
All right.
So, thank you. Got to be excited about that.
Public safety.
Drive by.
Matthew.
Mr. Chairman, we did not meet this month. We will meet next month.
Good. Administration, HR.
We have one item, approval of the AT&T internet contract. We have already approved this contract once, but there's a different type of wire that's being used. And because AT&T is AT&T, they have rewritten an entirely new contract rather than amending the one that we have already signed. So. It's coming back before us for approval. All the pricing is the same. Everything is the same except for the type of wiring that they're sending out.
So do you want to vote on
it? I would like a motion, please.
Second.
Okay.
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Motion is made.
Liz, you had a question?
What's the new kind of wiring?
Scott's coming up to.
Okay.
It was going from copper to.
I think it's copper to fiber.
Fiber.
Okay. I figured that's right.
But I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Well, he's here. I didn't realize
it's
he was here.
Scott Keppel. What all it is the way that it gets into the building and everything exactly the same. It's just the handoff and how they connect to us. They spec'd it as copper and it's supposed to be fiber, and we needed to change it. It's a relatively small change, but because of their size, we have to cancel the contract. So it just has a different person's name on the top. That's the only difference.
All right. Well, thank you.
There's no additional cost to the contract.
This is Mr. Davidson
no,
speaking.
None. It's exactly the same other than we swapped out copper for what? For fiber.
Mm-hmm. Roll call.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Work?
Yes.
Thank you. Economic Development, Mr. Kokel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We met Friday, April 22nd. A couple of the highlights is our job fair. It's going to be in three days. June 10th is going to be manufacturing, June 17th healthcare, and June 24th information services. It's going to be broke down like that. And just a reminder that there's no expense to the county. We partner with Waubonsie Community College on that, and they thought instead of having all the different careers in one day. Maybe they can kind of program it, because this is about our, going to be our fourth year doing this, to certain industries on certain days. So that's coming up, and the minutes are as read. We went over the KEDA program, which is our Kendall Alliance, where we meet with all the other EDCs in the county, and the ones that rub into the other counties as well, such as Joliet, Plainfield, and Montgomery. One of the good things I have to report is one of the first loans that we did when I got here was to the Can Man, a small garbage dumpster service here in the county. Matter of fact, it's here in Yorkville. We did a loan with them, and the loan has been paid back completely with all the payments being on time and no problems whatsoever. So we were able to do a loan, help out a small company, acquire some equipment at the time, and it got paid back on a timely fashion. And our other loans that we have out, that some of them were recent, some of them were a little farther back, are all on track. Even the ones that were here before I was the EDC chairman, those are being paid as well on time.
Well, that's wonderful. It's certainly a step forward.
Yes.
Mr. Ardevical with the hotel.
Absolutely, Mr. Shaw. Some of us know that history here, and some of us don't.
I wasn't here then.
And that's my report.
Very good. Thank you. Finance Committee with that.
Thank you, sir. Finance Committee met last Thursday, and we have one item on the agenda. I would move we approve the claims in the amount of $863,838.30 and head and juror claims in the amount of $2,825.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
We have no other action items.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Kokel.
How's the budget looking, Mr. Purcell, on the deficit that we had? Is that coming around like we thought maybe it would, or?
Well, Dan, I can give you what little information I have.
Because I know in June it usually kind of levels out.
Yeah,
so.
And being that it's just the second work day of the new month, I haven't seen that. I'm guessing the treasurer hasn't put out a report yet. I like to look at the end of month reports and compare, because we're 5 months into the fiscal year. I can tell you the revenues are coming in lower than anticipated, many of the major revenues, and lower than last year. That is a concern of mine. As always, departments and elected offices have been keeping expenses in check, but the revenues definitely are not coming in where I would hope, and I think others would hope they would be. Some of that has been revenues from some of the elected offices, just the different fees. There's just less activity. Then obviously there's always the 800-pound gorilla, the state revenues. But right now the revenues are coming a little bit less than we'd hoped in last year, and so it's in the back of my mind, and maybe soon in the front.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking.
Judicial legislative.
Mr. Chairman, the committee did not meet this month. We will meet next month.
Animal control.
Animal control did meet Wednesday, the April 20th, along with the typical reports that received during the meeting. We also talked about a new office. I believe we brought it to the committee the whole. We're still looking at it. We've pretty much decided what we need to make it work, and they're seeing if they have something available. The terms and everything are still have not been decided yet, because we don't have a particular item to look at. So that's ongoing. And then we did have some discussion about how typically animals do get brought into animal control, and about 70% of them are brought in through the municipalities. It's just a function of their police department and the different officers that work out there that bring them in and have them, the ability to get them into animal control at any time of the day or night. And so
the animal control warden is not usually called on unless there is some type of an issue with the animal, or if the animal has a, it's a little tough to get a hold of. So we went over that procedure also. But other than that, things are rolling smooth. She's doing a good job over there.
Any questions for Mr. Worley? Health and environment.
Mr. Chairman, we did not meet last month, but our next meeting is May 16th.
Thank you. Committee of the Whole, the approval of the resolution authorizing public transportation capital assistance grant application for two ADA accessible minivans through the Illinois DOT Fiscal 2016 Consolidated Vehicle Procurement Program. Was
second
motion and forwarded up to the board for approval. Is that you?
I motioned and Dan seconded.
Dan seconded. Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
All right, now I'd like a motion for approval of the standing committee minutes as read.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Special committee reports. KenCom Executive Board. Judy?
Mr. Chairman, the Executive Board did not meet last month, but I could give you some information from the Finance Committee, which, excuse me, it met on April 21st. And the reports were that the staff had attended an ALICE, A-L-I-C-E, training at Oswego Village Hall, and that's a training of preparedness for how to be prepared for emergencies and so forth. And Telecommunicator Week was April 10th through the 16th, and KenCom does quite a nice job recognizing various employees, and they had a dinner where they honored some people. Chris Wallet was voted KenCom's Telecommunicator of the Year, and Jeanette Welter-Fichtel was presented with a 20-year service award. Pamela Higgins was presented with a 10-year service award, and Jamie Goodspeed received her 5-year service award. And the other information was that the Aurora Police Department has agreed to be KenCom's 911 telephone backup. And the wireless 911 statistics for the month of March was 71% of the calls. And the Executive Board will be meeting May 27th.
Any questions?
Chairman, I got a quick question, hopefully quick. Mm-hmm. You said Aurora is now our 911 backup?
Mm-hmm.
Have they not been before? Who's our?
It was Montgomery before, So now that Montgomery's part of KenCom, you know, somebody else stepped up to do it, so.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Housing Authority?
Mr. Chairman, the Housing Authority did not meet this past month. We will meet in the month of May, and then at that meeting, we anticipate taking a vote to go to quarterly meetings thereafter.
Any questions for Matthew? Historic Preservation?
Historic Preservation did meet, and we have a proclamation declaring Historic Preservation Month in Kendall County. Would you like me to read it?
Sure.
This is John Sterrett's first proclamation, so he did a great job. Whereas historic preservation is an effective tool for managing growth and sustainable development, revitalizing neighborhoods, fostering local pride, and maintaining community character while enhancing livability, and whereas historic preservation is relevant for communities across the nation, both urban and rural, and for Americans of all ages, all walks of life, and all ethnic backgrounds, and whereas it's important to celebrate the role of history in our lives and the contributions made by dedicated individuals helping to preserve the tangible aspects of heritage that has shaped us as a people. And whereas This Place Matters is the theme for National Preservation Month 2016, co-sponsored by Kendall County and the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Therefore, the Board of Kendall County do proclaim May as National Preservation Month and call upon the people of Kendall County to join their fellow citizens across the United States in recognizing and participating in this special observance.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Hold the same sign. Chairman's report. We have quite a bit in here. I'd like to read first the appointments. Heather Hadries from Boomba Incorporated replaces Boomba's Steve Anderson on the Workforce Forest Development Board. David Earl Thompson, Newark Sanitary District, 2-year term expiring May 2018. David Thompson, Newark Fire District Protection, 3-year term expiring April 2019. Pam Gegenheiner, a reappointment, Tax Board Review, 2-year term expires May 2018. Daryl Gar, reappointment, Tax Board Review, 2-year term expires May 2018. Matthew Prochaska, Kendall County Authority, 5-year term expires April 2021. Peggy Bowl, 708 Mental Health Board, 2-year term expires 2018. Richard Shorty Dixon, Bristol Kendall Fire Protection District, 3-year term expires 2019. I believe that's a reappointment also. Don Brummel, Little Rock, Fox Fire and Ambulance District, 3-year term 2019. And now we'll have a roll call on that. And just wanted to mention that David Thompson, I believe, if it's David Earl, was a member of this county board and was our, also was our supervisor of assessment. So is there any questions, comments, statements?
Do you have a motion?
What?
Do you have a motion?
Make a motion to approve those appointments.
Second.
Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Abstain.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Shaw?
Oh, all right. Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
And now, announcements. Sue Phil, 708 Mental Health Board, 4-year term expires May 2020. Richard Kuhn, Oswego Fire District Trustee, 3-year term expiring 2019. Again, this is a reappointment.
Yes, it is.
What did you say?
What? I'm just trying to sell these. I've got a lot of them. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you were questioning.
I apologize.
My announcement. Randall Scott Wade, Little Rock Fire District Trustee, 3-year term, April 2019. Brenda Ulrich, Board of Health, 3-year term, expires May 2019. And Jim Frederick, Board of Health, 3-year term, which is a reappointment, expires April 2019. Now, is there any other business? Yes, there is. Ms. Gilmore would like to report on a race we just had.
No, thank you. The Juvenile Justice Council had their Sky 5K race, and I just want to thank everybody that came out and participated. We had over 200 registered, and we had about 30 volunteers. We had Jeff Worley was there, and Debbie, and I think your husband were running, and Scott Copel, and Sheriff Baird, and Eric and his whole family were there running, and lots of people from the sheriff's office, lots of people from the health department, and the state's attorney's office. So, and I'm going to forget somebody if I start naming more names, but it was a lot of fun for the runners, even though the weather wasn't very good. But and I don't have the number of the money raised. I don't have that yet, but I'll have that for you next time. But it was for a good cause. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of pets this year, and so I just want to thank everybody that helped out.
Were there walkers allowed, or did everyone have to run?
Yeah, it's a run and a walk. So good. A lot of people walked. I'd say it was about half.
Anyone
and half.
There with strollers, like I was.
Strollers. There were strollers. There were dogs. There were little kids, babies, you name it, so. I don't know about that.
Any further questions for Judy? Citizens to be heard?
I brought some apple pies, but they need to bake about a half hour more. I knew I wasn't enough time to fully bake them. They're partially baked. And one just barely spilled on the floor. Mostly I had multiple pans under it, so it kind of skipped. One pan, it's kind of lopsided, but it's still there. So if you want them, let me know. Oh yeah, and Bella Bain Confections Home Bakery on Facebook.
Thank you. Congratulations on your fine picture in the Beacon.
Thanks, front page.
Questions from the press?
No questions, sir.
What?
No questions, sir.
You sick?
All right, well, we have, what? We could have a 1 minute and 32 second break before we will go into executive session. So have at it, the pies.
Yeah, I do.
I'd like to call to order the executive session. I need a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
For what purpose, sir?
Yes.
Bam, I'm sorry.
Number one, for the appointment, employment, compensation, dismissal, specific employees of the public body, and number 11, litigation when an action against affecting or on behalf of a public body is pending. Not bad, I'm doing that from memory. I was trying to find them right there.
Chrissy Ropes. It's done.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik? Yes. Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Motion by back in regular session. Motion by Flowers to adjourn. Second by Kulik. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Out of here.
My dad's farming anyway, so she's home alone.
I think the...